Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, poor Sam. This is Chris Stapleton's You Should Probably Leave. And Sam just said in my ear, that's what Sam heard yesterday morning at the gym. You should probably leave.
Did they sing it to you?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that would have been a nice touch, Dan. That would
have been. Or Sam.
You are so loved, Sam.
I would like to describe how you're fired in song and dance.
Right.
You should probably leave.
Chris, take it away.
An interpretive dance.
I don't know.
From the Associated Press, Major League Baseball said its authorized gaming operators will cap bets on individual pitches.
There it is.
At $200.
Oh, good God.
And exclude them from parlays a day
Why
after
not
two.
Just stop with the door that has opened to fraud and get rid of the prop bet?
A day after two Cleveland Guardians players were indicted and accused of rigging pitches at the behest of gamblers.
Dana, to answer your question, there's only two words that can answer it. It might be one word. There's a hyphen. Ching.
I'm telling you, those guys are going to go to prison.
Or mafiosa.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to go to prison.
Yes, they are.
For $12,000.
That
is correct. Because they said, okay, here's what they said. Don't tell anyone, but the first pitch I'm going to throw is going to be a ball. I'll throw a ball.
In the dirt.
In the dirt. And then you can go online in a couple of hours and say, I'm going to put $10,000 on the first pitch being a ball. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. And then you know what happens when you tell one person, don't tell anyone.
They tell everybody.
They call their dad and go, hey, you didn't hear this from me. Mm-hmm. But that first pitch is going to be in the dirt. Why don't you go online in one of those prop bets and say that it's going to be a pitch in the dirt? Then that guy calls his fishing buddy. Mm-hmm. And on it goes. And then there's red flags in Vegas going, wait, why is everyone betting all of a sudden this guy's going to throw a pitch in the dirt?
Next thing you know, you've got weights and fish everywhere.
There we go.
This is federal prison.
They're done.
They are never going to play.
The two pitchers are Emmanuel Clase and Louis Ortiz. They face up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
Quick correction. That is per count.
Yeah, but I doubt they would get more than 20 years.
When the New York Times says this isn't bad, this is bad, bad.
I know.
You know it's bad. They've been indicted, you guys, and I know it's 20 years per count, on multiple gambling-related charges. Mm-hmm. What if it turns out the mob is not even involved in this one and they just did it for 12 grand?
It's possible.
He made $20 million in one contract year or something and then threw everything away and is now going to go to prison for $12,000. Explain that in a way that it makes sense in my head.
I can't.
Well, in this particular aspect of it doesn't make any sense because when it comes to the players that gamble on other sports and get caught, we've seen that quite a bit recently. Mm-hmm. The argument is always, well, they're competitive by nature, so of course they're going to want to participate in something else that, you know, scratches that itch, right? Well, if you are then throwing a pitch into the dirt, That completely contradicts the whole they're competitive by nature argument.
Or throwing a 60-mile-an-hour pitch instead of a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. Listen to this from the New York Times. The pitchers were allegedly paid to throw particular pitches above or below certain velocities or outside of the strike zone to allow bettors to win these prop bets. Some dark comic relief. One alleged bet went south when Dodgers outfielder Andy Pages swung at a Clase pitch in the dirt, meaning all the people that said that was going to be a ball and not a strike were wrong. Yep. It was called a strike.
If he swung at it, yeah. New survey is out, new poll. More than three quarters of Americans, more than 75% of Americans, think NBA players and coaches are very, somewhat, or occasionally involved in illegal activities that influence betting on NBA games. 75% of Americans.
Tell me about the integrity of the game again.
Think that players and or coaches are at least occasionally involved in throwing a game.
That's a major problem.
How do you stop it?
The PR.
How do you stop it? Now, this is one of the things Alex Gold was saying that was so just, ugh. That if they said to America tomorrow, we're not going to do prop bets anymore in the United States. We're not going to do it. We're not going to have a prop bet so that theoretically someone on the lower end of a pay scale is incentivized to throw a game or do something, you know, a baseball player, a golfer, name your sport. We're not going to do it anymore. He said it's not going to stop it. People will just book it overseas. You got a bookie overseas.
Offshore betting.
Yeah. How do you stop this?
It's a tough hill to climb.
If convicted, those pitchers face a maximum of 65 years in prison. In addition to being illegal, it is also colossally stupid. Clase was set to make $6.4 million next year. Ortiz was set to receive a pre-arbitration raise from his 2025 salary of $782,000.
They'll never make another dollar in baseball again.
It is not known exactly how much either Clase or Ortiz are alleged to have made from the conspiracy in total, but it is certainly less than the combined $460,000 that the bettors reportedly won from the bet. So all of those little people that were out whispering, he's going to throw a ball, he's going to throw a ball, only one combined $460,000.
Text line, a prop bet is a bet on a specific action within a game.
So give a good example of why this is so rife for fraud, Sam.
So specifically right now, we're talking about micro betting, and I'm not sure if this is a bet that you can bet on, but I will just use it as an example. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Text line, light me up, whatever. But say you've got Michael Jordan going to the free throw line.
Yep.
And in this micro bet analogy,
does he make
you could
it or
be
not?
Sitting there on your phone and, oh, Jordan got fouled. Okay, well, immediately this bet is going to pop up right away, instantly.
Is he
going to
make it
and
or not?
And you can click, he's going to make it or he's not going to make it.
Correct.
And you can bet a large sum of money on that particular decision.
And the problem is, let's not make it about Jordan. Well, no, let's do it because he's retired.
Yeah.
Jordan theoretically could have said to one of his golf buddies, hey, tonight, the first time I go to the line after I get fouled, I'm going to throw a brick too high.
Or the fourth time I go to the line, whatever.
It just rips the door wide open for fraud.
So here's what I think pro sports need to do, whether it's football, which I think is harder to throw unless you're the quarterback.
Individual sports or sports where you can control the game individually are where this is really rife.
No. Not necessarily, because you could be a kicker, you could be a quarterback. My first pass is going to be incomplete. What you need to do is not allow people to bet on failure.
Bingo.
Meaning you can't bet the under.
Yes, that's the way to say it, because people get confused about the over and the under. Don't allow people to bet on failure. I'm going to miss the basket. I'm going to throw a pitch in the dirt. I'm going to miss the kick. Because you could say all day, Scott, I'm going to miss a kick. You cannot say all day as a kicker, I'm going to make all six.
Because what happens is, as a kicker, you're now relying, I'm going to make this kick. Well, there are 11 people on the other side of that line
who disagree,
who say, I'm going to block your kick. And there's a holder who has to say, I'm going to make sure I hold it in place.
Right.
But could the foundation of sports betting still exist without that?
I think so, Sam.
Yes.
How do you leverage the bet then?
Well, you get rid of prop. You would have to get rid of prop bets
altogether, because that's part of what took down the big Kansas City mafia family in 1972?
Well, is it so awful that we get rid of prop bets?
Because everybody in Kansas City was betting for the Chiefs to win, and it started to look like they were about to lose a lot of money.
To the texter who says what the blank is a prop bet, it's not just I'm going to miss this free throw or I'm going to miss this field goal.
It could be anything.
It could be the color of the Gatorade thrown on the winning coach. It could be how long does the national anthem last.
It's any bet outside of the traditional point spread, win or loss.
Mm-hmm. It's the modern version of it. It's a game, basically. It's a betting game.
The FBI, though, will always get you. Listen to this. At 3:16 p.m. on April 26th, Cleveland Guardians reliever Emmanuel Clase, the guy we're talking about, texted an associate who was sitting in the stands at his game. The two then held a two-minute phone call despite Major League Baseball rules prohibiting players from using their phones during games. That was at 3:16, all right? 4 minutes later, a group of bettors won $11,000 by wagering that he would throw a pitch slower than 97.95 miles an hour.
Which is easy to do.
He just lobs it right over, mm-hmm. and he told everyone in that phone call 4 minutes prior, I'm going
to
do it.
You throw a changeup, yeah.
You're going to have some major and serious rules and laws around all this, because this betting and sports system is not going to just altruistically
be
better.
There's nothing wrong with betting on sports. I mean, I think America has decided that we have moved into an era. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend we don't have certain sponsors who are in this business, and that's fine.
Isn't the threat of losing everything enough? Is that why we're seeing these indictments? Because then the players will go, man, I'm not going to do what Clase did because the FBI came knocking. He's going, they face 65 years in prison.
Yeah, they won't get that.
But doesn't every single player in Major League Baseball, in all the sports go, you know what? Forget it. It's not worth 12 grand.
I hope so.
But for somebody who wants the thrill of that, they're not thinking about the feds coming down on them in the next 5 to 10 years, threatening court and prison. Right now is when I'm making the bet, when I can get the money and do it. So
he signed a $20 million contract. Why?
D-U-M dumb. 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Story here that just cleared from Fox 4 as the Kansas City Chiefs weigh whether to play future games in a renovated Arrowhead Stadium or a proposed dome in Kansas. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe today floated a potential mixture of the two aimed at keeping the team in the state of Missouri. Governor Kehoe, who has been in regular discussions with chief executives, said there has been no talk of building a traditional dome stadium in Missouri. But that doesn't mean there couldn't be another type of covering over Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Quoting here from Kehoe.
A faux dome. A foam.
There is some interesting architectural improvements to make to Arrowhead that could be conducive to an all-weather protective environment without being a full dome. Read that, a rolling roof.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I would say look at some of the structures that are in Europe that may have some sort of fabric device that goes over it. He was
Deutsche Bank Stadium.
Yes,
in Frankfurt.
They talk about that. He was in Germany a couple of years ago.
Did you just say Frankfurt?
Mm-hmm. When the Chiefs played the Miami Dolphins, Deutsche Bank Park, but has been renovated numerous times. Now it has a flexible, translucent roof supported by cables that can be opened or closed. We have to have a roof. If you're going to spend the money to update it, make it better. And if we're not adding a roof, look at all of the money we are leaving on the table.
Well, and that's part of the issue with the initial proposal. And there was some speculation at the time of none of this was confirmed. It was just speculation. I'm not saying that the Chiefs actually did this, but that the Chiefs intentionally tanked the vote with their proposal. Because if you remember, they wanted like $800 million and all they were going to give us was suites.
We need a roof.
So you want the taxpayer to pay for renovations that they're not ever going to get to enjoy, or at least 95-99% of the taxpayers who are going to pay for them would not get to enjoy it.
Build, baby, build.
Where would the money come from?
I don't know.
Well, if Kehoe's behind it.
The roof.
Get the checkbook
fund?
Out.
The what?
The roof fund. Super secret fund.
Where's the account for that?
Anonymous sources.
It's above the stadium. That's where the account is.
If you're going to do it, you know I'm right. You have to put a top.
I don't disagree.
You have to put a cover on it because even now, my God, the temperatures have dropped. Look at all of the use you would get out of it in December, January, and February that otherwise you would not.
Would it be climate controlled?
I
mean, just putting a tarp over the roof to keep the snow out or the rain out, that's not going to be climate controlled.
I don't know.
Well, they did just put in the giant fan system at FIFA's request.
Okay.
There are entire sections of seats now that have massive fans as a AC unit for the stadium underneath them.
Cool.
That was very fascinating.
Okay, but again, we're talking about what Dana is suggesting is we need to make the stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, so that you could use it year-round. Well, you can't use it year-round if you don't have something on top.
You know, for concerts and stuff. Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, I know people want their football experience.
Or dare I say March Madness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't have March, you can't have the Final Four here and the championship game if it's not 70 degrees inside with no chance of snow or rain.
Yeah. As is it big enough to host a Final Four anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with all the seats they could add to the field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, one of the ones I covered as a reporter years ago, we got to see it. I don't even remember which one it was, honestly. It was so massive, mm-hmm. this indoor arena where they held the Final Four, that I don't understand who would even pay
to go sit up in the nosebleeds.
To go sit up in the nosebleeds, yep. Because it was such an enormous stadium.
Yep.
You could not see anything from that far away other than to say I was there and right. Here's my lanyard and I got my, you know.
So I don't know when it started. It would have been in the 90s. The Final Four and the championship game in March Madness will not go anywhere that is not an NFL stadium. They are always played in NFL stadiums.
Because of capacity.
Yes. Because, to Sam's point, not only do you have the 75,000 seats, but when you put a little tiny basketball court in the middle of a football field, think about all the seats you can add on field level, right? And so now we're not
talking... sell it at a premium.
And sell it at a premium, that's right. So now we're not talking about 75,000 seats, we're talking about 90,000 seats.
Sure.
Okay. But to your point, I was at the 2002 Final Four in I think it was 2002 in Atlanta, and I only saw one of the Final Four games. KU was in it, Texas, Maryland. I can't remember the fourth team, I think Maryland won that year. I think it was Oklahoma, Texas, KU, and Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. And I watched the KU game from up in the rafters. Worst sports viewing experience
ever
of my life.
Even with a jumbotron.
Yes.
Well, it reminds
why
me,
am I here?
It reminds me of the pictures from, I believe it was the Nebraska volleyball team that played in the football stadium.
That is correct.
It reminds me of the pictures from that game, and you have people up in the very top corner of the stadium.
Seats 90,000 people without using field seating.
Why are there a bunch of bugs on the top of that stadium?
Yeah.
Also, great point from the text line, and this is a concern that I had the second that I saw this story. Does Frankfurt get a lot of snow?
It can.
We also have the retractable roof down, and I think it was Tampa that didn't survive the hurricane. The point that I'm getting at is snow is really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And some flimsy, translucent thing that rolls up.
Yeah, I think the idea of a tarp is a non-starter. And here's the thing, and maybe there's a way to fix this. But keep in mind, Arrowhead, the top of of the stadium is not flat.
No.
Okay, it curves.
Most aren't. It's curved.
It curves down and then curves back up on each side. And so, how are you going to get a rolling roof?
Tarp fasteners.
A tarp is not going to work in the winter.
Hang on. We need more tarp fasteners.
We've got to let the idea of a tarp go. Because to Sam's point, snow is extremely heavy.
Everybody grab onto a handle.
So it's going to have to be, i.e., almost like a Dallas Stadium where you can open the roof and then close the roof.
It would have to be a massive steel-bound structure, to your point, where it just slides instead of rolling.
Or opens instead of slides,
right.
Is what you're saying,
sure.
Right?
Well, the hydraulics to open that would be...
Like a can of sardines.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well, then
I don't care where the thing ends up.
Wait. Then what do you do with a natural grass field? Do you just leave it open in the summer and count on enough sunlight?
I'm telling you, this is why retrofitting is not going to work,
or
Scott.
Do we end up rolling the field out into the parking lot during the week?
I don't care where the stadium. I really don't. I'm just tired of talking about it. I just want them to pick and let's get this thing on the road.
Why can't
they? But it is way easier to start from scratch.
What?
Build it the way you want it than it is to try to retrofit something onto an existing structure. Just even if you're talking about your own home, you know this to be true.
Last week, the Royals were like, hey, we'd like your thoughts on where you want the new stadium. I got deja vu.
Yeah, if you're a season ticket holder. If you come to 10 games a year, we don't want to hear from you.
Dumb.
Well, but I can see where they're going with that. They
just
want
tell me the, where the stadiums are going to be.
People that spend the most should have a say in that.
I agree. I agree with that. But to your point and what Sam just said, let's poop or get off the pot.
Just pick. I don't care anymore. I'm so tired of talking about it. I don't care anymore.
If I hear one more Missourian say, if they move to Kansas, I'll never go to a game again.
Okay.
That is a lie.
There's a huge percentage of those teams that play outside of the cities they represent.
28% of NFL teams do not play in the city with their
name. Packed every game. Packed every game.
There's not a single New York team that plays in the state of New York. In the state.
Well, no, Buffalo.
Oh, you're right. I stand corrected. The two New York teams, though, New York Giants, New York Jets, both play in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Right.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
If you take a generic version of a popular ADHD medication, you probably haven't felt like yourself lately.
Oh, really? What's going on?
Do tell.
Lisdexamfetamine.
Common spelling.
Vyvanse. It's Vyvanse.
Capsules, otherwise known as generic Vyvanse, has been recalled. The recall comes down from the FDA because the users of said drug have reported that they are not getting the full effect of the drug. Dissolution is important for drugs to be absorbed and have a physiological effect on the human body. They must be in solution. They are not.
Okay.
Not a problem you've been having lately.
No, not at all.
I've been taking your meds.
Yes,
the recall affects several different dosage levels.
Not.
10 mils, 20 mils, 30 mils, 40, 50, 60, all the way up to the 70 milligram pills.
Oh, God, 70? Who takes 70?
Basically
people
all of them.
People with a lot of ADHD.
Anyway, if you get the generic Vyvanse, go ahead and check anything that was manufactured between
That's a lot
May
of people.
May 1st of 2024 to November. Oh, no, sorry. May 1st of 2024 to November 13th of 2024.
Well, that would be expired, wouldn't it?
The medication does not expire until 2026.
Okay.
Who got a prescription filled last November?
And is still sitting in the drawer
still
somewhere.
Still hasn't in this
question.
November.
Well, some people have their prescriptions and take it just on a as-needed basis. And
yeah, they're called Danas.
Did I tell you?
They keep refilling despite not taking them.
I am still holding out. They have not gotten me yet, that whole prescription Rx thing. I am still holding out. I'm not doing it. I just keep paying out of pocket, and I don't care.
We can tell.
They keep now, like, threatening me. Really, Sam?
We can tell.
They send me mailers. They send me emails. I'm getting robocalls. Why haven't you done it? Why haven't you done it? Why won't you sign up right now? Sign up right now. Sign up right now. GoodRx. No, I'm not doing it. I hate doing things when people force me to do it, and I don't understand why you want me to do it. I go to CVS.
Save money?
No. I go to, in fact, the last time I got my thing filled at CVS, they said, no, now we want you to go to Walgreens. Good God. So I had to go from the CVS to the Walgreens. I am not switching again. I don't care if it saves me $1,000. I'm not doing it. I'm standing my ground, Scott.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Against Big Pharma, because this has something to do with Big Pharma.
I don't think GoodRx is necessarily a bad thing.
Why?
So I
that's good right in the name.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
RX. Drugs. I get my blood pressure medication from CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had my doctor send the prescription over to the CVS near me, I walk in and they ask for my insurance information, blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, that'll be $10. Wait a minute. Here, are you on GoodRx? I'm like, no. And they scanned like a little
coupon
barcode.
Mm.
And they said, here, it's free, no charge.
Right. Okay, so listen to this. This whole thing is such a scam. Because if you go in and it's like, they're like, oh, that's going to be $36. But wait, maybe I have a coupon. Then why is it $36? If everyone just has these coupons lying around, which every single time I go, they're like, we got you. There's a coupon for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just charge us what it's worth?
Because people like you will pay the higher so they don't have to deal with it.
That's exactly right.
I think I'm the last holdout in America. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. If you're listening to me, GoodRx people, I'm not doing it.
See, hang on, Sam. GoodRx is a legitimate, reliable company that helps millions of Americans save money on prescription medication. It is not a scam and is accredited by the BBB.
Not doing it.
Okay.
I appreciate the mentality that you are standing up to the man. However, I feel like you're having the opposite result right now, where you are just feeding the man by giving them more money.
I just go to Walgreens. I feed that man. I feed that man instead of the other man.
Only wanted 20, but I'm giving you 60. Take it.
Stick it to the man.
Here's what I don't understand, because I've had the same Walgreens CVS issue with some of my meds. Originally, Walgreens would not fill my lisinopril.
Right.
And, you know, that's blood pressure medication. I need that.
I know.
Right? Or I'm going to burst. And so Walgreens would not, for whatever reason, and it probably had a lot to do with insurance, fill my prescription. So I had to get it transferred over to CVS, which filled it no problem. What's the difference? And literally,
it's the contracts that they have with the drug companies. Thus, the man.
Literally, every Walgreens, it's like McDonald's and Burger King. Wherever you see a Walgreens, you will see a CVS.
Oh, I know.
No matter where you are. Everywhere you see a McDonald's, you will see a Burger King within two blocks.
Here's the other thing I don't like about this online, we'll mail it to you thing. It's such a pain anyway to get these ADHD meds anyway. Like they think, I've been on them 20 years, they still think I'm cooking meth in the corner somewhere. You have to go and prove that you still need it every 3 months. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. The med check is a scam. The thing with the online is that there's no interfacing with a care provider. Mm-hmm. Even Walgreens or CVS has a pharmacist there that will say, hey, we noticed you're on this medication. Did you know that if you take this with it, you could die? No one, if you're doing mail order meds, is going to say to you, hey, by the way, don't mix this with that. I want a human being that looks at me and says, you're going to pay more because you're not going to this other stupid place, and I don't care, I'm paying more.
The last time I had to get a prescription filled, I said the name of the prescription to her. She looked at it and said, well, I don't know what that says, and then handed it to me.
So what?
Something tells me that it's not exactly the same pharmacist of back in the day.
Maybe you got an intern. I love my pharmacist. I miss a lot of things about Leewood. Was there a long time. I loved my pharmacist at Price Chopper. Like, I knew him. And if he wasn't there.
Down in Leewood?
Yes. If he wasn't there, I'd be like, no, Street? I wanted to. His name was Philip. I want to talk to Philip. Because he knew everything. He knew everything about me. He knew what drugs I was on, what drugs don't. I mean, he just knew me. And you're not going to get that with some mail order thing.
Yeah, but Dana, like a lot of things, those that walk in and have a personal relationship with the pharmacist is almost a thing of the past.
Says the man who goes into Cap Fed is the only customer they've had all year.
They know me by name. They know me by name.
You are making my point for you. You are, that is the hill you're dying on, and I'm dying on the good RX hill.
That's fine. You know, I went in to pay.
You can keep your bank.
I went in to pay my mortgage the other day, and Aiden.
It's not hard to remember only one name, Scott.
You know who they get at that Cap Fed? You know who they get at that Cap Fed? Scott Parks and anyone robbing the bank that week. No. That's it. They get so excited they see him. They're like, look, he's not wearing a mask and a hoodie. It's old man Parks.
Well, he's wearing a hoodie.
He's wearing a hoodie. He just doesn't have it on his head. No, first of all, I had to stand by the sign that says, please wait here for the next. Stop it. Please wait here for the next attendant. And I did, because Aiden was helping somebody else. And then Aiden was done. He's a very nice young man.
Yeah.
And that person walked away, and I stood there dutifully and waited.
Behind the sign.
Absolutely. I'm a rules follower. And Aiden looks up from his computer, and he goes, Mr. Parks? And I said, Aiden, good morning. I'm here to pay my mortgage.
Like clockwork you are. We've been expecting you.
Like to pay an extra $100 on that, on the principal. Of course you would, Mr. Parks.
You know there's a candy dish up at the front. It's in a little gold tchotchke.
You guys can make fun of me all you want.
And that candy, it's probably butterscotches, maybe a Brock's mint. That candy has remained unchanged in that bowl since 1982.
Mm-hmm. And by unchanged, it's the exact same pieces of candy.
Yeah, the last time anyone was in there that wanted a piece of candy, they were giving away free toasters when you opened up a checking account.
That's not true. I walked into my bank about a month ago, and I turned around and walked out because there were four people waiting in line. And I decided I'll come back tomorrow.
Run on their money.
Shut up, Sam.
The stock market crashed.
We got checks?
Most action they've seen in years.
We need backup. We need backup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you hear? We might bring this back a little bit later. A bunch of armed thieves targeted unlocked cars overnight in Peculiar in a huge crime spree. And police in Peculiar are saying, lock your cars. Eight homes got hit in one night.
That's odd.
They hit only unlocked vehicles and open garages. Have you heard this thing Prairie Village, I think, started it? Or they started it on social, as far as I can see. Where you do a 9 o'clock p.m., what's it called? Your 9 o'clock p.m., there's check. A word for it, your yeah. check. At 9 p.m., it's like a lights check. You know, make sure your stove is off, Scott.
Miles ahead of you,
make
kid.
Sure your light, you know, make sure your garage door is shut at 9 p.m. Turn on the exterior lights.
Wait a minute.
I first heard about it from John Lacey.
Wait, hang
in
on.
In Overland Park?
Yeah.
First of all, you two cats shamed me months ago because I told you that I often, in the morning, will leave the garage door open, and you were like, oh.
Yeah, don't do it.
And so I don't need a 9 p.m. check to see if my garage door is closed. It's closed.
Good.
It's opened at 6:30 and closed at 6:31.
Ooh, for that 1 minute, you're not secure.
That 1 minute, I'm driving in.
Video footage shows one suspect patrolling in front of a family home armed with a pistol. The incident has left neighbors shaken and taking extra precautions. My wife and I, as soon as we heard there was a gun involved, that they were armed, that made us extra nervous. Who lives, this guy who lives a block within one of the videos that was taken. It's pretty unnerving having kids in the area of our own. It says, since the incident, neighbors are keeping each other on high alert and exchanging phone numbers. I'll tell you this. I texted a neighbor of mine yesterday during the show and said, can you close my garage door?
What was it doing open?
I made a mistake, but there's a good reason for it.
There's a reason and a good reason you left your garage door open.
Yes.
Okay.
I always pull into the garage. Okay. Yep. And when you back out, you're facing the garage door.
Absolutely.
So I push the little button. I come into work. Yesterday, Johnny backed my, he's a backer-inner. He's always a backer-inner.
Because he cares about the safety of people around him.
So he is very safety conscious. So he backs my car in. Well, guess what I do when I go to leave now?
You forgot to close
the
garage
door. Drive right on out. And I thought, why did that happen? And he said to me last night, because I backed you in. He said, I backed you in. You just drove right off and forgot and left it open. So I did. I texted my neighbor. She went over, shut the door.
Was it the one with the pickleball court?
No, it was not. No one lives there because that's not a home. That's a business.
Did they stripe the pickleball court?
I believe it is striped.
Okay. Yes. Is there any lighting?
Could you please just focus on what I'm trying to say? This is very scary and peculiar.
Okay. So here's the thought that just crossed through my head.
Yeah.
This show, the last 20 years I've done it and 15 with you, has been a blessing and a curse.
Oh, yeah.
And more of a curse of late than a blessing.
And why do you say that?
And here's why.
How dare you?
No, here's why. You have turned me into a conspiracy theorist.
Sam.
I've opened your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You have turned me into a scaredy cat.
Dana.
You're a scaredy cat because I tell you to close your garage door. Do you know how many murders I covered because people go roaming inside somebody's house?
There it is right there. The second half of that statement, not the first half. So now when I come home, instead of letting the radiant sunlight and 55 degree temperatures into my home and garage, when I go outside, if I use the garage door, I immediately close it. I make sure to watch it go all the way down.
As do I.
To ensure that no one jumps over the sensors as it's closing.
Because once they're in your garage, Scott, they're in your home.
I'm a dead man.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with all y'all.
That's what the two of you have done to me.
It's a wonder my children aren't all in therapy 24/7. But I'm telling you, they're also very safety conscious because of the world that they grew up in and the jobs that we had. It is.
As you make that statement, I want you to know that you are the only one with a mirror in your studio. So
that mirror is so I can see him.
No, I don't believe that's correct.
So that when he makes statements like that, he's also looking at himself.
Do you ever notice when he sips coffee after he makes a point? He always turns to the right and looks into the mirror.
I thought that
mirror.
That's
how I can see Dan.
That's how I can see Dan. All right.
You never turn to the left.
Complete different topic. Whoever built this building did not build it right. So we had to put in a jerry-rigged mirror so I can see the angle into the studio.
So you can see yourself make a good point and sip coffee. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
And there's still something very wrong with y'all.
News with Dan in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.